Malawi's Minister of Agriculture says in a statement that it has lifted the ban. This after Tanzanian authorities announced that the maize lethal necrosis disease has been contained. It says traders can now freely import maize from Tanzania as long as they present necessary authorization and documentation from the governments of Tanzania and Malawi. Tanzania has also responded by lifting its ban on imports of soybeans and maize seed from Malawi. Tanzania's Agriculture Minister Hussein Bashe told local media in Tanzania that they have lifted the ban following diplomatic discussions between the two countries. Grace Mijiga Muhango is the president of the Grain Traders Association of Malawi. She welcomes the lifting of the ban, but says it has come too late.
A lot of people have lost business because if you look at the soya market, which was mostly just transiting in Tanzania into China, you can't go back and start to renegotiate contractual obligation with either the buyer or the supplier.
This month, the maize import ban forced the World Food Program to start mailing 30,000 metric tons of relief maize to Malawi. It imported from Tanzania after the grain was held up by authorities in Arusha. Ronald Chirumba is an expert in crop protection in Malawi. He says although Tanzania has announced that the disease is now contained, it still remains a threat to Malawi.
We cannot stop this disease 100%. We can just put controls, make sure that this disease can be delayed coming into the country. Chances are very high that it will still come. That's my opinion.
However, Malawi's Minister of Agriculture says it will be in touch with the Tanzanian authorities and will update the public on changes that may arise if maize disease is detected. The ban came at a time when nearly a quarter of Malawi's population was facing food shortages. Political analyst Sherif Kaisi has advised the two countries to stop exercising what he called a trade war on food.
Soya and the maize is a food for, you know, citizens. So you don't need to play with people's lives. If it is politics, it has really gone very long and out of hand.
Kaisi says Malawi authorities should work to ensure that such a scenario does not happen again. For VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre.